You're tuned in to the National News Show of Texas, the Texas Standard, and it's great to have you with us on this April 14th, the last day before you-know-what is due. Just a friendly reminder, let's not talk taxes, but Texas, shall we? To be more specific, the weight Governor Greg Abbott has placed on beefing up security on the border with Mexico. Look, this was a big issue for his predecessor, too, who cast it as a matter of Texas taking up the slack from what the feds were, as the then-Governor Perry saw it, refusing to do. But there's a big difference between border security and spying on your neighbor, the latter of which may have occurred during a major operation in 2010. If newly unearthed documents are to be believed, Jeremy Schwartz writes about it today on the front page of the Austin American-Statesman. Jeremy, I guess to put this plainly, the question is, was Texas really spying on Mexico?
Well, that's what they wrote in their internal report. And these were documents produced by a contractor called Abrams Learning and Information Systems.
What did Abrams Learning and Information Systems do with DPS?
Well, over about 5 years, they got about $20 million in no-bid contracts to basically design the Texas border security strategy and apparatus. And in a lot of ways, they were kind of the architect of kind of the state's approach to border security, and they brought in a very sort of military aspect to it.
So just to be clear about where this admission takes place, this is in a document that was prepared for DPS, a sort of review of what the situation was just over the border.
Right, and this was a document produced in 2010 during Operation Border Star, which was one of the earlier kind of surge operations, and it was kind of touting the accomplishments of these Ranger recon teams, which were kind of the elite of the elite of the Texas Rangers. And as the document says, as part of that, they were doing this high-altitude surveillance of cartel targets inside Mexico. And so kind of what set this off was the paragraph that talks about that was had this caveat in front of it in italics. We need to be careful here because we are admitting to spying on Mexico.
Of course, they left out the part that says we need to be careful here. This may wind up public.
Right. Yeah, I think they
forgot
weren't counting
about that
on
part.
That. Yeah.
No. Okay, so when you say high altitude surveillance, that could be flying drones over. It could be flying aircraft over. It could be having a camera with a particularly good lens on the Texas side looking into Mexico.
Yeah. And so this was an RC-26 aircraft outfitted with some pretty powerful camera and sensor equipment. You know, DPS has kind of said that in terms of kind of describing the situation, you know, when you're down on the border, it's almost impossible not to look across the river and see the Mexican riverbank and some of the areas close to the river.
But wait a minute. This is an aircraft.
Right.
Did they fly into Mexican airspace?
Well, we don't have evidence that they crossed into Mexican airspace. And if they did, that would be a much more serious situation. But with the camera equipment that they had, they were able to potentially look fairly deep into the Mexican interior and not just sort of a riverbank. So the question then becomes, did they turn those cameras to the south? And if they did Mexico give authorization for that operation?
Wait a minute. Sarah Palin can see Russia from her front porch or whatever. I'm trying to understand, is there anything that would be really wrong with someone on the Texas side, even someone official on the Texas side, looking into Mexico?
Well, if they are kind of conducting intelligence surveillance of cartel targets, you get into an issue of coordination. And speaking with some kind of former intelligence and diplomatic officials, that was kind of what was brought up, that if Texas is doing this sort of stuff, you don't know what kind of ongoing CIA, other Homeland Security, DEA operations are ongoing in that area. They may be targeting the same cartels, and so it becomes A, an issue of coordination, and B, an issue of sort of neighborliness, you know, in terms of Texas and Mexico.
How about an issue of legality? I mean, is Texas authorized to engage in international surveillance?
Well, across the border, no. If they were to have crossed into Mexican airspace, no. On this side, it gets a little gray in terms of it's almost always a federal responsibility and a federal function.
Obviously, DPS is officially distancing itself from all of this. Is there another shoe to drop?
I think only in terms of whether Mexico takes issue with what happened. But, you know, it's an operation that happened 4 or 5 years ago under a different administration, so it's unclear if that would happen.
Jeremy Schwartz writes about it on the front page of the Austin American Statesman today. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.